Don't have a college degree but want to be successful? Are you passionate about gaming and technology but not sure how to combine your interests into a fulfilling career? Or maybe you have an idea but don't want to spend your time searching online to find the info you need? If that's you, then you're going to want to tune in to this episode where we talk about how to break into the gaming industry without a college degree and build a successful career. Today I have on Jaron Tarante Jones, a talented musician and entrepreneur who has built a thriving career in the gaming industry without a traditional college degree. He will share how he went from fixing phones in the mall and selling phones at T-Mobile to working on Forza Motorsport. I'm your host, Junaid Iqbal. I'm the founder of NoDegree.com, a career website that helps you find jobs that don't require a college degree. I'm a UMAP certified career coach and have written over 600 resumes. I've done resumes for people in high school, all the way to the C-suite, and across all industries. I have over 280 recommendations at the bottom of my LinkedIn profile. I'm on a mission to show that a college degree isn't necessary for success. I interview people who will share strategies to break into the top careers without crushing debt. Let's get started and dive into the world of gaming with Tarante.
No degree, no problem. Any problem, we can solve them. LinkedIn Somnia keeps us evolving. We're growing in the knowing.
Welcome to another episode of the No Degree Podcast. I want to personally thank you for tuning in and supporting our show. If you haven't yet, hit that follow or subscribe button. I encourage you, don't keep this to yourself. Share these inspiring stories with your friends. Invite them to subscribe and connect with us on social media. So today I have a very special guest who has a story of resilience, triumph, struggle, all that. So can you share who you are and a little bit about the types of the latest job that you've had?
Yeah, my name is Jaron Tarante Jones. I go by my middle name, Tarante. The past 18 months, I've worked as a QA for video games.
Do you mind sharing a little bit about like your day-to-day? What does a QA person do?
What we do is we look for defects in our product. When a game comes out, right, you want to make sure that you mitigate as many bugs as possible. So when the public eventually gets the game, riddled with bugs and it's playable, you know, it's an enjoyable experience. So, you know, my job was to make sure that, you know, all the systems that are in the game function as they should, you know, that there's not any ways to exploit the title, you know, because nobody wants to play a game that, you know, you can just cheat. And just to make sure everything is balanced, fun, and fair, you know, for the end user and the consumer, right? On a day-to-day, you know, we would do a lot of like automated testing, especially like on a lot of things that don't require a whole lot of like human interaction, right? Yeah. We would automate a lot of those things. Mainly we'd do automation like towards like the end of the day and then have it run overnight.
No, that's a good description. Now, let's kind of go back because you have a tremendous story. How was high school like for you and what did you want to be in high school?
It was difficult. For me, I was dealing with a lot of issues at home. So for me, like academics wasn't really at like the forefront of my mind. It was more so like, is my family going to have everything that we need this month? Like just making sure that we had our basic needs met was really like the thing that I was focusing on the most. While I was in high school as well, like on the side, I was, customizing my friends' phones, things like that. Okay. And after a while of starting to do that, I realized I'm like, oh, I can make some money working on phones, you know?
Yeah.
And like, I've never really like thought about it as like a career path. After I graduated high school, I got a job doing like AV, right? AV and sound for a company called Revelation Productions out of Chicago. And I worked there for almost 4 years. I loved it. Got to learn about like all the different like audio equipment, how to run the equipment, how to set it up, how to set up light structures and things like that, and how to run the lighting and the programs and the software used. Like, have you ever heard of like the Simon family?
No, I have not.
So they are known for like Mall of America and like all of the different malls around the United States. And at one point while I was working for that company, Revelation Productions, we actually got to host an event for the Simon family in the Chase Tower in Indianapolis. It was just really cool getting to see like just meeting all sorts of different people, you know, of different walks of life. And, just being able to interact with people and make unforgettable experiences for others as well. You know, a lot of that was just like making sure like we set up a great event. You know, while I was working there, I started to think about, like, you know, this is kind of a technical position, you know what I'm saying? And, like, how can I take these skills that I've learned and what I've started doing in high school, you know, customizing my friends' phones and, you know, trying to put my own custom software on my phone, stuff like that, you know? And I was like thinking, I'm like, you know, maybe I could, you know, potentially make a career out of this. So, like, while I was working there, I was 19. I had actually, like, been removed from the household that I was staying at due to, you know, personal reasons. I had a falling out with my aunt. And for me, I had to figure out a lot of things. Like, so I spent a couple months homeless during that time period. And I ended up moving in with my older sister, who I hadn't seen in over a decade.
Wow.
Yeah, about that, actually. Like, when I was about 6, my biological mom, she had passed away. That kind of, like, put a kind of a divide between a lot of people in my family. And, you know, my older sister went to go stay with my grandmother. And I stayed with my aunt. And I didn't get to really see my sister for years, you know, the whole time that I stayed with my aunt. It was very weird, you know, when I called her up. I'm like, hey, like, I've been trying to figure this out. I need some help. Like, could you help me out? And without question, she was like, yes, you can come stay with me and figure it out. I ended up taking that move. And while I moved there, I was trying to figure out what I could do for work that could supplement what I've already done. And when I first moved there, I had gotten a job at this place called Mad City Windows in Bath. They had me doing canvassing, right, where we'd go door to door. And this was like 1 year where it was like, it got to like negative 20 one day. That's when I was like starting to like think, I'm like, yeah, I need to find something else. I'm freezing out here. So I started like looking around, and it just so happened, right? My sister lived down the street from a U-Brake iFix, literally a block away.
I know those. I see those a lot.
Yeah. And it was really cool because that same U-Brake iFix, my older brother was actually the manager of for like years. Okay. So like I kind of already had like a little bit of an in with the owner. And I walked in there one day and I'm like, hey, look, I have experience working on these phones before, you know, not professional, but I did it with my friends and I was showing them some of the work that I did. And, you know, I explained to them that I also had, you know, experience with AV, like AV technology and stuff like that, and setting all of those systems up. And, you know, he gave me an interview right on the spot. So the manager, Mike, who is the owner's brother at the time, he interviewed me on the spot. And he told me, you know, he would get back to me, you know, to let me know whether or not I got the job.
Yeah.
And within the hour, I got a call back on my phone telling me I got the job.
Oh,
and
man.
I was ecstatic. I was so happy. I was like, oh, yes, I could finally get to do something where I get to use my brain on a day-to-day.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's, like, always been something that's been really hard, you know, just finding something that makes me feel like I'm also making a difference in people's lives, right? I'm helping people, and I get to use my brain, and I love that, and I get to learn new things every day on the job. So, like, when I first started there, it's kind of funny thinking about it, but the first 2 weeks I was working there, almost everybody quit.
So, like, oh, man.
Yeah. And so at one point, I was the only employee at that location aside from the owner's brother. So,
your brother quit? Your brother quit too?
Oh, my brother had been gone from there. He was a manager there years before I applied there.
Okay.
So that's why they gave me a chance. They're like, oh, yeah, we love your brother, you know? So I was so grateful for that. While I was there, I got to learn how to solder on, you know, like circuit boards, you know, learn how to do reflows. And I got certified through like Samsung to do in-warranty repairs on all their devices. Same with Google, HP, and Dell. So while I was there, I earned a couple of certifications through their company certifications. And my 6 month, like 6 months into my employment there, I had been promoted twice, which was really awesome. You know, the owner and his brother really just respected my drive and my hustle, you know, just wanting to learn, like, doing that helped me a lot, even in my current position, right, when we have to run tests and like figuring out what things can we isolate to make this test more efficient, right? You know, that kind of thinking, right, kind of started with my position at U-Break. You know, always having to find ways to streamline the process and make it more efficient. So when we get more people who are going to fulfill this role, right, they don't run into those issues. It's just quick and easy for them. So like I worked there for better part of like 2 years, loved it. Unfortunately, pandemic hit, right? A lot of people did not feel comfortable with having a stranger in their home.
Yeah, yeah.
So at that point, my position kind of got minimized. You know, that there wasn't many repairs, right, to go out. And I didn't want to go back to being inside the store location. So I took a break. I looked around for other positions. I eventually got a job as an ACMT for an Apple authorized service provider called Graphite out of Madison. While I was there, I got all of my certifications through Atlas to do all in-warranty repairs on Apple devices, so including legacy products. That was really cool. You know, getting to see and learn about how Apple handles their processes, and also being that first line of defense, right? You know, whenever somebody has an issue with their device, they'd come and see me. It was just so fulfilling when somebody like gives you a device and it's broken and you repair it and you see how their face just lights up when the device that they rely so dependently on, right, is working better than when they gave it to you. And well, actually prior to before it broke.
Yeah.
You know, and just seeing how people's faces would light up and just how happy they would be to have their stuff back. And then aside from like also the tech stuff, you know, I also do a lot in like the music industry as well. I haven't really talked about it a whole lot just because I don't like to mix like the tech stuff with the music stuff. But I have had in the past, like I've had an article on Lyrical Lemonade, which is a hip hop blog.
Yeah.
They're known for their like music videos that they've done for a lot of like high profile clients such as like Kanye West. I ended up selling my instruments, right? And I had this track sent to my computer, and I ended up sending it to a buddy of mine, my friend Duran. And I initially had given him that song for free because I knew who he was as an artist, and I knew that he would respect my art and do it justice, right? So I just sent it to him. I'm like, look, man, I don't want anything for this. I know that you're going to make something great with this, and I want you to have it. And like, he did something just so unexpected. So like, he was like, no, I'm not going to accept that. Here's $300. He told me, he was like, I don't even think that this is all that it's worth. I think it's worth more, but this is all I can give you right now. So like, fast forward a couple years, 2020, I wake up one morning and I'm getting a bunch of notifications on my phone. I'm like, what? I check. I'm like, Twitter? I never use Twitter. So I knew something was up, and I check and I see that Lyrical Lemonade literally wrote an article on my song, tweeted it out. And like, I'm just getting a bunch of love from people I've never met. You know, I had, I gotten a DM from one of the dancers of, the Future Kings. You know, they won America's Got Talent. And I remember, one of the members told me that that was like one of their favorite songs, and they'd been listening to it the whole summer. I was like, what? I was like, no way. I'm like, how do you even know that song? But it was like, it was really cool, you know, just to see like how many people, you know, were touched by the music that my friend and I had made. And, you know, like I have been creating and composing music since I was 2 years old. Music has always been a part of my life. And I've like, eventually, like when I get to the position where, you know, I'm comfortable and I have like the success that I want to eventually like merge the two, right? The technology with the music and start my own music tech company. You know, that's my dream. I would say, like, we often get looked over upon, you know, people without degrees, even people with like partial schooling, you know, there's so many things that can impact somebody's life to where like college necessarily isn't an option for them. You know, for me, like, so like I was adopted, right? So college wasn't really I didn't really look at it as an option because it just seemed like just a huge money pit that I wasn't going to be able to pull myself out of. And then also too, I wasn't 100% sure on where I wanted to go, right? So like that little bit of uncertainty and then not knowing like if I'd even be able to pay it back, right, kind of dissuaded me away from college because I knew that I was going to either have to take out loans or pay it all out front. So I found out about that nonprofit called Icy Stars, right? And like their whole thing is like they, you know, they get a lot of people who apply for the program, but essentially they take, you know, 20 people out of the people that apply and, you know, have those 20 people work on a solution for a different client in the area, you know, wherever they're based. Because there's different chapters of Icy Stars, you know, all over the United States. You know, just recently they opened up a chapter in Kansas City. The main Icy Stars is based out of Chicago, but they recently had, I want to say in like 2018, they started in Milwaukee, right? So I was a part of Cycle 10 here in Milwaukee for Icy Stars. And while I was there, I mean, I had technical experience, yes, but I didn't know the first thing about working in a corporate office or even just how different it was, you know, interacting with people on it. Because, you know, there's a lot of unspoken things that, like, people don't talk about when it comes to, like, company culture. And it feels like almost a little gatekeep.
Yeah.
A little bit. If I'm being honest, you know, had I never been a part of that internship program, I would have never known about any of that stuff.
Yeah.
While I was there, they do like business and leadership training, you know, resume building, you know. So like our client for my my cycle, we had Milwaukee County as a client. Essentially, they wanted us to come up with a solution for their courthouse and zoo, right? Because like if you look, I don't know if you've ever been to Milwaukee Courthouse.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, but it's a lot of their information systems are very archaic.
Yeah.
like for example, like when we went to go do research on what exactly they would need, so they had televisions in the courthouse that are supposed to like display information, but they would be off, right? And instead, they would literally just tape paper to the televisions.
Oh man.
I'm sorry.
Nah, that is wild.
When my team and I saw that, we knew. We were like, oh no, they need this. Like they need a solution to that problem. So essentially we pitched them a kiosk solution, right? To try to solve that problem. So it was me and three others. We created a kiosk application, right, that integrated their maps, their courthouse directory,
yeah,
and a lot of the different services that they offer under like one umbrella. There was 20 people who were also a part of the program, and essentially we all competed against each other to try to come up with a solution. Our solution on my team ended up being the one that Milwaukee County ended up choosing to use and implement, which was really awesome. I ended up completing that internship summer of 2022, so it was that August.
Yeah.
I now have like a mentor and life coach,
yeah,
Candace Sanchez, who I met through that internship, which is really awesome. And like I just respect like everything that she's overcome and hasn't let any of that control her life where she is now. And like to me, like as somebody who's come from like very similar circumstances, that was very powerful to meet somebody who was a professional in IT, you know, who's come from a very similar background, overcame those things and still is successful in their field. Yeah, it was awesome. Awesome. Yeah, awesome.
I had her on the podcast earlier.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Candace is awesome. So there was a couple of months right, where I went without employment after after that, just because I was looking for jobs at the time. And I ended up getting a job at Experis Game Solutions. This is my first time ever really working in the games industry.
Right? Yeah.
Like, I had technical experience, right? So but I didn't know exactly what to expect, especially like working on like a AAA title. You know, for me, like growing up as a kid, right, I am a huge gaming nerd. Fast forward, right, to after I completed the internship. So one of my teammates who was on my team for the RFP, they told me about the position. And they were like, hey, like, I know how much you love video games. And I know, like, and I know that you are a very technical person. I think, like, you should apply for this position and see, like, if you could get it. So I eventually applied, right? And I got an interview. And, you know, they really liked me. And it was interesting. So after I interviewed with the person who interviewed me, right, I got a call maybe like 2-3 hours later saying that they want me for the position and that I should see an offer letter in the next couple of weeks. And I was like, what? No way. I'm not going to lie, though. My whole interview, I kind of dunked on the game Cyberpunk.
Yeah.
Just because it was such an easy example.
Yeah, yeah.
Because when that game came out, it was...
It was hyped.
Very broken.
It was very hyped, and then it was very broken.
Yep. Then that's why QA is so important.
Yeah.
So, like, when I started working there, you know, it was very new.
Yeah.
Very new experience. There's some stuff that I worked on that's not released. I can't talk about it.
Yeah.
But I can talk about one of the projects I did work on. So, I did work on the new Forza Motorsport that's out.
Yo, that is cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's a game that I'm actually credited on, too, as well, which is really awesome. I would say it's still pretty early development. Like, there's still a lot of, like, core things that needed to be added and things that needed to be worked out. And it was just very interesting seeing how everything progresses, right? So, like, every day we'd do, like, daily stand-up, you know, talk about what we're going to do for that day. And then I got to be like very careful what I say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
you did a lot of stuff for the game that helped it run.
Well, I would say like one of my favorite things that I really enjoyed working on. So like, I don't know if you know this, but Forza Motorsport is the first racing game that is accessible to blind.
Wow, I didn't know that.
To blind players, which is like...
That is wild.
It's literally such a, like, a milestone in accessibility. So, like, how it works, right? You know, you hear a bunch of, like, audio cues, and you can fine-tune each audio cue to, like, a certain pitch.
Yeah.
Right? For each action. So, like, let's say you start drifting towards the edge of the road, right? The right edge of the track.
Yeah.
It'll beep a certain way, letting the player know, oh, I got to turn to the left, or I got to turn to the right. And one of my favorite things that I like got to like test and work on was like one of the you know, the blind driving assists.
Yeah.
And it was just so cool because I had never seen anything like that. And as somebody who's like a huge audio nut, like I am a audiophile through and through. Like I love anything that has to do with music or audio. So like just seeing how that technology worked, right, and how they were implementing it was just so, so awesome.
You know, now, obviously, you're at a different stage in your career. You're looking for the next role. But I really want to ask you, in high school, right, it was obviously you had to do a lot of things. Did you have any other jobs in high school to make ends meet?
Man, dude, you're talking to somebody who was legally employed since 14.
Okay.
So my first job in high school, I worked as a donation attendant for Goodwill.
Okay.
And that was one of my favorite jobs growing up, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
It was very like laid back, but and I knew that like what I was doing was also for a good cause, you know. So I got to see everything. So like as a donation attendant, right, you get to see everything that gets brought in. So I would know, like, whenever something good would come in, I'd be like, I'd tell my friends, I'd be like, yo, you should go get this. But it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. I worked with a lot of really cool people. I loved it. And then after I worked at after working at Goodwill, I briefly worked at McDonald's.
Yeah.
I've worked like every job that you can think of. Like, so like I also worked as I was doing phone activations at Best Buy at one point.
Okay.
When I was 16.
How much were you making at these jobs, if you don't mind sharing?
Yeah. So when I was working at Goodwill, I was making $15.50.
Okay.
I actually ended up leaving that job after, it's really, kind of sad though. One of my friends had passed.
Yeah.
And, I ended up taking a break, after that.
Final part, like, what would you say you made as like, you know, like the phone store and whatever you want to share at the other jobs?
Oh, yeah. So when I was at U-Break iFix, so because, I mean, I was in Wisconsin,
yeah.
So like minimum wage is like half what it is in Illinois. So when I started there, I was making like 16,
yeah.
Right? But when I like eventually like towards my end with that company, right, I was making $22.50
Wow.
Plus like, yeah, plus overtime.
Nice.
So like, yeah, and like given the nature of the job that I was doing, right, so I was traveling a lot, so like it wasn't unusual for me to put in over 60 hours a week.
Makes sense.
So like I was getting $22.50 plus 20 hours of overtime, for a young kid, that adds up
quick.
I was like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
I felt great. I was making a little bit less at Graphite. I was making 18.
Yeah.
Without the overtime. But how I looked at it, I was taking a decrease in pay to like learn more about that field, right?
Because
so the thing about like U-Break, right? They don't Apple authorized, right? They were authorized for every other one.
Yeah.
Except Apple. So I took that. I'm like, okay, I can get my Apple certifications and everything through here, right? And learn everything about that. And, you know, that was fine for the time being. When I was at T-Mobile, I made $12 an hour plus commission.
Okay.
Right? At the time, you used to get 10% of your commission.
Okay.
So like, I would do like over 10,000 in sales a month, right?
So you get another 1,000.
On top of what I was making, which wasn't bad, but I was like, no, I need more.
Yeah, it's right?
So sometimes it's not like the worst thing to take a decrease in pay for experience if you know that it's going to pay you a lot more in the long term, right? So like especially if you learn a bunch of skills and you can apply them towards the career path that you want to join.
Yeah.
Or like, you know. So the pay wasn't the best, but the amount of experience, right, and what I was able to learn and just put on my resume is worth more than what they could have paid me.
Just want to really thank you for your time. And we got to do another episode because I know you have so many more stories to tell. And I really appreciate how you are vulnerable and honest and, you know, just kind of sharing like the struggles and, you know, just the fact that you kept at it. You're willing to make sacrifices. You're willing to, you know, take a step back, but you always thought about going forward. So really appreciate your time on the No Degree Podcast.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you having me here. It's always a pleasure.
Another great episode. Thank you for listening. Hopefully this information was valuable and you learned a lot. Stay tuned for the next episode. This show is sponsored by you. No Degree wants to remain free from influence so that we can talk about the topics without bias. If you think the show is worth a dollar or two, please check out our Patreon page. Any amount is appreciated and will go towards making future episodes even better. Follow us on Instagram or Snapchat at No Degree Podcast. On Facebook at facebook.com/nodegreeinc. If you want to personally reach out to me, connect or follow me on LinkedIn at Junaid Iqbal, spelled J-O-N-A-E-D, last name I-Q-B-A-L. Until next time, no degree, no problem, nodegree.com.